With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Bailey Family Circus. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Mum.
I'm Dad.
Wait.
Oh, wait, maybe get the microphone close to your face.
Dear me.
Imagine we did the whole episode. Just trusted Dad at
the Dad screaming from way back.
So am I Ryder or Dad?
You're Dad.
Yeah, but I was Ryder in the car.
In the car you were Ryder because you were sitting where Ryder normally sits. Yes.
I'd like to be Ryder.
It seems like a good life.
Yeah.
Have you introduced yourself, Ryan? Dad's thrown me.
I thought we were starting again.
Well, maybe we should.
We should.
Yeah, go from the top.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Bailey Family Circus. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I am Mum.
I am.
Well, you've ruined it again. Just do it normal.
Sorry.
Right, they're not going to get it.
I'm Dad.
They're not going to be like, ah, I bet Ryder was in the front seat.
So being Dad.
So I know what's happening here.
I can figure it out.
In the car.
From the context cues, Dad was in the back seat where Ryder normally goes and Ryder was in the front seat, thereby swapping their positions.
But no, that we weren't swapping. Ryder was where Mum was.
Yeah, and Mum was driving, making her Dad.
Yeah, so Mum.
I'm Dad.
I'm Ryder.
I'm also Ryder. But I'm Ryder in the front seat.
I'm so glad that people are up to speed. And on this episode, as with every episode, we'll do our best to answer your questions. Before that, Dad, have you got the answer to last week's card clue?
Right.
If you can recall last week's card clue.
It was, I can.
That's good. Richmond. Yeah,
so it was club, because it's a football club.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it was Fantastic Richmond.
Fantastic Richmond. Well.
So I'll pay two answers.
Okay.
Because some people came up with Fantastic Four.
Yes, yeah, four of clubs. Four a lot of people answered.
So Luke did, and Jack did, on the Discord. I'll have to pay that one. But the word for fantastic I was looking for was ace.
Ah.
Ace Tigers.
Mm. Ace of clubs.
Ace of clubs.
And have you got a card for us this week?
Yeah,
Papa?
I got a beauty this week.
I'm excited.
I just thought of it now. It's I have a dream on the soles of my shoes.
Oh, I have a dream on the soles of my shoes. That's a good one. And Ryder, what was the colour for last
week? Sky blue.
Sky blue. I answered
that. You got it straight away.
Right out the gate. The moment we stopped recording, sky blue. But I didn't get any responses. Nobody tried to guess. Cowards. So have you got colour?
Maybe they guess quietly in their heads.
I think a lot of people do. I think a lot of people at home.
Well, it doesn't really matter if they guess.
They don't
to
get
us.
Anything, I guess. Yes. Yeah.
Do you even acknowledge them if they win?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes not.
Isn't there satisfaction of just getting something right?
Yeah, that's their just reward is that they get to be smug, especially if they had a disagreement with somebody else over what the colour was or the card was. You were right if you were right.
But I was going to say, like, it's nice for us to get the feedback, but in a previous episode, I think you don't give a gift. I said you don't give a gift.
That's true.
Expecting something back.
That's a good point. So, are we giving them the gift of guessing? That's
yeah.
good.
But
yeah, yeah,
we are. Can't you imagine the guy on the pack train going to work?
Yeah,
who's just chuckling slightly, listening to our show. Then all of a sudden does the big fist pump.
Yes!
Yeah. They got the card right.
Sky blue. Yes! And everybody in the train looks at him and he's like, oh, so sorry, I was listening to excellent podcast, Bailey Family Circus. Then he turns the phone around to show them.
We could dance down the carriage.
Yeah.
So I got the card.
I got the card. Woo! Getting high fives
high
from
five
everybody.
Me, granny.
What are the colour clues for this week, Rides?
They are, it feels wet, okay. It sounds like bells, tastes like celery, and smells rubbery.
Mm. Mm. That's an unpleasant sounding colour. Well, good luck. If you can get them, chuck it on the Discord or Twitter or Facebook or wherever you know we'll see it. So our first question comes from Sam on the Gmail. Sam says, hi, Bailey family. My name is Sam. I live in the US and I use she, her pronouns. I have been with my partner for a long time, about 9 years. Due to some severe flooding in our area, we had to move in with my mother while the repairs are being done, and it has been an absolute nightmare. Mm-hmm. My mother, it turns out, hates my spouse. She's been super passive-aggressive when he's around and when he isn't. She'll flat out tell me how bad of a person he is and how I need to divorce him. He's a really sweet guy who doesn't deserve the sort of treatment, and no matter how much I stand up for him, she refuses to change her view. Lately, she's been pestering me about divorcing him over super trivial matters that I don't have any qualms over. I've tried to get her to bond over D&D, but so far it's been a total disaster. So my question is, how do I get my mother to chill? Too long how didn't cute. Read for Ryder. My mother hates my spouse and her nagging is driving me nuts. Send help. All my love to everyone, Sam.
I like her trying to get
that's
her to divorce him.
So
I mean, trivial thing. Like, he likes red grapes.
Yeah.
Not green.
Are you really going to stick with a red grape man? You're a green grape or white grape woman. Come on. Nah. It's a rough thing, the in-laws, and especially living, the beauty of in-laws, and you know, in-laws you don't really get along with, is that they're often far away.
Yeah.
You see them briefly.
There are sometimes issues.
Exactly. When they live in your house, they're there all the time. I don't think as well that it's going to be the kind of thing where she gives up, really. You know what I mean?
The mother-in-law,
I think this might
no.
be a waiting it out until, you know, mama goes home.
It's interesting, though, that she's just letting her know.
I know.
Like, they're married. Obviously, they were together for some time.
Yeah.
And like, then your grandma hated me, and she let Dad know very early.
Yeah, no, just now to bring it up is strange. I feel like this is the thing you bring when there's something to do about it. You know, when the wedding's coming up, you take them aside and you're like, hey, don't
you
date
sure
this red grape man.
This?
Yeah, you sure? How do you bring that up?
Are you sure?
Yeah. Do you do it with a facial expression? Like a kind of, yeah.
You just introduced other guys. Yeah. So this is James. He's lovely. He's a lawyer.
He's great. Wouldn't it be fun if we got James and your partner to arm wrestle? No, I don't know. Just to see. It's a fun game. And the other guy wins. You're like, well, I'm not saying anything, but choosing your spouse on arm strength alone is really good.
Yeah, well. Isn't that what most of the animal world does?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think humans do that.
If we
live just the same.
Yeah, by animal rules, that'd be great. It might be scary, though. You're walking along with your partner and you see an aggressive guy and he comes up and goes, woof! And you're like, oh, man. Babe, I'm so sorry, but I can't growl as loud as this guy. Imagine, like, you're on a date with, like, you know, you're out with your boyfriend and then another guy with a stronger forehead turns up and they start bumping heads and you just got to stand there and be like, I'm going to finish the date with whoever wins this.
Oh, you're in the park with other guys collecting shiny things.
Yeah.
So look at this pile I've made you. There's some red bottle caps. There's some.
I know, like sitting in the park bench with a girlfriend and just looking over at like a guy festooned in, like bottle caps and bits of red plastic and you elbow your girlfriend. Like, oh my God, check him out. Wow. Look at the red on that guy.
Well, you might do a dance in front of you.
One of those big jittery dances. Opening up your coat to reveal that you've painted your chest a multitude of colours and jittering at a lady.
Swell your neck out.
Nothing more, man, like, because birds don't have the capability to be disheartened, but humans do. You open up your chest and the girl's like, eh, you're like, oh, fuck.
I think you do see the birds get disheartened.
Yeah, they do. They, no, get
they keep trying and trying.
It's really pathetic.
What about this move?
Oh, is this move? Good? If I jump down the twig? Eh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, those ladybirds are so picky. Yeah, there'll be a guy with a bigger smiley face on his tail feathers, so... Well, I guess.
There'll be a guy with more blue things than you've got.
He's hot, yeah, but is that the maximum amount of blue things a fella can have? There are plenty more guys with plenty bluer things
plenty
out
more
there.
Blue things.
Well, what do we recommend for Sam? How do you deal with a problem like
this? She's got to find out what the issue is. Obviously, mum's not like the boyfriend for a long time.
Yeah, must.
Mm. Or maybe he did something.
I was thinking that. The mum knows.
The mum knows. Okay.
Maybe now that they're living together, like, you know, maybe it's that opposite thing where you're like, well, the in-laws live far away. You don't have to deal with them. And now that you're, you know.
Well, even like the mum saw him do something she didn't like something really small.
Yeah, like eating out of the bin or something.
Well, that. I thought maybe, I don't know, too messy or something.
Yeah. Well, maybe it is the kind of thing that now that you're in law or that, she can kind of, she sees him in his natural habitat, like living rather than just at events.
But you've got to fix the problem.
Yeah, okay.
So there's two psychological approaches you could have. That's what I think about, right? One is, and both of them are about changing the mum's mind.
Okay.
Right, and accepting the guy. One is you could just get in reinforcements and kind of swamp her with people that love the guy.
Oh, that's clever.
So she's isolated.
You have a birthday party for him and you're like,
yeah,
we got to love.
But that might have an opposite effect. She might be like, look at these idiots loving him when I know
sycophants.
I know that he puts the toilet paper on.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking over, not under.
Having like gold medals that he's won around the house and certificates he's got. Just showing how fantastic this guy is.
I think it's a good idea. But I also want to explore Mum and Ryder's toilet paper argument.
Why? It doesn't matter.
Oh, I'm with you,
Ryder. Grab it and you pull it off.
It's going on your anus anyway. Whatever. Some people are like, oh, but the brief seconds that I've got to go. There's like a little bit of a further distance. No, you didn't. Connected it again.
Oh, lovely.
No, if it's under, sometimes it gets kind of trapped on the wall and breaks off.
Well, don't have it touching the wall.
Yeah.
But isn't that how toilet paper rolls?
I've never in my life been inconvenienced by the direction the toilet paper is in.
Me either.
I've never been like, ugh, this shit has become frustrating.
I prefer it under, actually.
Really?
Because then you can sort of give it a yank and it breaks off without you having to.
That is good.
Oh,
you're pulling it from the front, it's just going to keep going.
What do you think about, and this is bold, loose? So not on a roll.
Ours is loose.
Well, ours is loose.
I'm a fan of the loose. Maybe it's because I grew up with loose toilet paper. Sitting on the cistern.
Next to the button.
Yeah, and you can just reach around behind you, grab it, take as much as you need, plonk it back. Yeah.
It's a bit too wild.
It is. It's a bohemian way to have your toilet paper.
You have a lot of control, though.
Or on the facing upwards roll.
Oh, yeah. No, that's good, too.
Like the little bit of dowel sticking up when you put it over the top.
Yeah,
of
and you... it's like, feels fun.
Your issue with your wild one is that if you drop it and it rolls away from you,
that's gone. Nothing worse.
Now
such
what?
A waste.
Yeah.
And no one wants to have to roll it back up because it's never the same.
It's not as good. You can't unmake soup, you know?
Plus, you might have to leave the toilet and move up.
Oh, yeah.
That's bad. You got to do that forward waddle with your ass in the air and your pants around your ankles. Bend over, grab it, waddle back.
And you hope it doesn't roll into the kitchen.
Waddling out of the
toilet. Hopefully you weren't sitting there with the door open.
The toilet paper just going, waddling down the street after it. Hang on, sorry.
At the party.
You know? Out it loose, you know.
It's their fault. They had the wild toilet paper.
And sometimes you flush, accidentally knock it into the toilet.
Oh, not the worst. Here at the
studio,
you got
to get it out.
We are at the studio. We have our toilet paper on like a shelf behind the cistern, making up the back wall of the toilet. And there's nothing worse than getting up and just gently knocking it with the back of your neck, and the whole thing tips forward, and every toilet paper falls out onto the floor.
Oh, no.
I have multiple occasions had to pick up a whole roll soaking out of the toilet and throw it in the bin.
Why don't you just flush it? Because it's a whole roll.
Yeah, but
it's designed to go down.
Toilet paper.
Sam, I don't know. It's designed to go down as water pours out of the toilet.
Do you think that all the other toilet papers are sitting there watching the one that's on the thing? Or how lucky it is.
He's doing it. He's really doing it. I'm really liking with... You know the classic trope in like a TV show where, say, a family – it's happened on The Simpsons a couple of times. Family get a dog and one character sees the dog is like knows the dog is really vicious and it's always growling at them behind their back. But the rest of the family sees it as really sweet. I'm really liking the idea of the husband of Sam being like this for her mom. Like when they're in a room together, he's just giving her the bird on the couch. And then like when she comes in, he acts all sweet and just poking his tongue out at her behind her back. No, look, I think what you got to do, Sam, is you got to either sit down with your mum and be like, what is it? Because this is not okay.
Because she might be jealous because maybe Sam met a fella, they moved out, she was away from home, and now Sam is back with the husband. And so in that house, it used to be maybe mum and Sam.
Yeah, okay.
And they had this certain kind of relationship, and now mum's excited that Sam's moved back.
Yeah, yeah.
And the husband's getting in the way, and she might be a bit jealous.
She's like, get rid of it. But saying to divorce him is so intense.
It is a bit intense.
That's wild.
It's got to be something deeper than
Absolutely. I think you got to find out what it is, and you got to let your stepmom know that it's just not okay. Like you
stepmom.
No, sorry. Let your mum know that it's not okay. Yeah. I'd be like, hey, look, I love him and I don't care if you don't like him. It's not your choice.
But I would so want to know. Like if Grammy was trying to get me to divorce Dad, I would be like...
Oh, you'd be curious. Absolutely.
Why?
You know what? You didn't let me finish the second psychological strategy.
Please, what is it?
You've got to engineer a circumstance where the husband has to save the mother-in-law's life.
The classic sitcom mugged by your friend situation. And he comes in and acts the hero.
Saves their life.
Wow, you can't hate someone that saved your life. I really appreciate. So, a couple of months ago, my partner's grandma was at our house, and we were looking at all these old photos of the two of us, and I had my massive beard in one. And she was like, oh, that when you had that long beard. And I was like, yeah. And I'm like, she was like, I didn't like it. And I was like, oh, yeah. And she's like, but I didn't have to. And I was like, you absolute cunt. What an awesome thing to say. I don't like it. And you're like, yeah, okay, fair. But I didn't have to.
I like it that the whole time she was seeing you with that big beard, she was like, I don't like it.
Don't like it. I don't like it at all.
But I don't have to.
Do you
remember what herself?
Our cousin said?
What was that?
He said... I said, do you like me more than Jack? And he said, it's you now. It used to be Jack, but then Jack grew a beard.
No one liked that beard. Well, look, Sam, we wish you the best of luck. Hopefully you figure things out. And look, worst case scenario, eventually you'll be separate again, you know, and it can be a sometimes problem. Our next question comes from Anon on the Gmail as well. They say, dear Bailey family, in an episode a while back, Jackson said that his advice for almost all crushes was just to go for it. I've had a crush on someone for a while now, and I want to take Jackson's advice. However, my crush is also my best friend, and we have many friends in common. Do you have any advice on how to ask or tell them without risking damaging the friendship? Thanks, Anon. Love the show and all of Sans Pants. How do you tell your
it's
friend?
A hard one.
It's so hard. It's so much harder than a stranger or an associate. Stranger.
Excuse me, mate. It's got a bit of a crush on you.
Just letting you know, fella. Big crush. Anyway, have a good day. Yeah, a friend is tough because immediately you're changing. No matter what, I think you're changing the relationship.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Because you're saying, I have this investment, maybe you don't. You know what I mean? But also, you can't be there with unrequited love. Well, I mean, you can't be there pining for something that, you know, I always think it's better to have a definite than living in that ether of maybe.
I think you have to do that year 8 thing where you get your friend to say.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, like not in a year 8 way, but maybe have one of your other friends say... What about Anon?
Yeah, ooh.
What about you and Anon? Like, you're
what if
really
she
good
says, not nah, ooh?
No,
but
no.
She wouldn't say ooh.
Ooh, yuck.
That's the year 8 response.
Absolutely.
But they're best friends. So she will either say,
oh,
no,
I don't feel
I don't
that
see
way
my,
about him.
I love Anon, but not in that way. But If you anon. Have kids, could you please call them anon?
Yeah.
What is at anon? Least one of them.
Anon is short for anonymous.
And oh. this person's anon.
I like that it's just become but saucy.
But I love the name anon.
Wow, well, it's a bit under the table now.
Oh, anon yes. Bailey.
I'm really liking the idea of using that year eight way to ask somebody to marry you. Like being like, hey, could you ask my girlfriend to marry me, please?
So do you like Jack?
Yeah. Hey, so Jack was like thinking, like, I don't know if you want this ring or whatever, but like he wants to end a holy matrimony with you. Do you? Do you want to do it back?
Oh God, that's what I think. I think get someone else to find out.
I think
it's funny that because it works.
What? Yeah, it's effective. Yeah. You've given yourself that buffer. I think it's mocked as a way of doing it, but it works.
Yeah,
but
it's
also,
a safe way.
Still, do you think that that's obvious? Like, if somebody came up to me and was like, hey, Jackson, you and, you know, this person, what do you reckon? I'd be like, this is not coming out of nowhere. Something's going on.
No, it has to go like this. So the friend and Anon's friend are just hanging, chatting about guys or whatever.
Yeah.
And say, what about Anon? Like, you two are really good friends.
Yeah, being like,
you know, what's going
on? Let's talk about who's cute that we know. Oh, do you reckon you'd be in a relationship with them? And then if they say yes, you're like, well, you're in. And then if they say no, and if it works out, it's cute.
But they can't say, Anon, she's gone. No.
Don't worry about it.
But that person, whoever Anon trusts to find this information out, can never, ever say, they can't say, he really likes you.
Absolutely. Mm. But I think if.
Or she. I don't know who Anon is.
Yeah, well, they're Anon. Well, I guess, but if Anon ends up with this person, then I think this story, when they're like, hey, do you remember when my friend was asking, you know, who you had a crush on or whatever? That was me trying to figure out. That's cute. Then it becomes a cute story, like a cute part of how you got together.
Mm.
Is there a bouncing back from the asking or being like, hey, I have a crush on you. What are we going to do? And then being like, no, I'd like to remain friends. No. Can you bounce back?
A bit later.
Yes.
You'll have to have that initial few months of avoiding awkwardness, but then...
Because I think...
I don't think so. I think if I was the girl or the crush and I didn't love Anon like that, it would take Anon getting another partner.
Really?
For me to feel like that weirdness is gone now.
Yes.
I don't think so. I think just for them to say it's gone.
I think for me, it would depend on what Anon's actions were. So if Anon came up to me and was like, Jackson, I'm crushing on you hard. And I was like, I'm sorry, Anon. I don't feel that way about you. And then...
It almost sounded like, is it sorry, Nonna?
Sorry, Nonna. I'm not interested. Nonna, I love you as a Nonna, but... but, and then afterwards, if Anon acted like the friendship was normal again, I think I'd be fine with it, but if I could sense awkwardness from Anon, I would be
awkward.
You'll
sense it no matter what, even if there's none there. Once you know that.
This is what you do. You go, Anon's girlfriend, whoever this person is, I'm crazy for you. What do you think about me? And they go, oh, no, sorry. Mm. Then you go, ha, 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 just tricking.
Pranked you, dude.
Joke.
Oh, man.
Joke, Joyce, not really.
You look like such an idiot right now. And they're like, whoa, I got pranked. I don't see through this at all. it's so tough. I think either you do what Mom says and you get a third party to act as a go-between.
That didn't count.
Oh my God. It's a
didn't
full
count, Jack.
Argument happening outside. Not for us.
Shh, I want to hear.
All right, Jack.
Open it up.
Open it.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
She's gone.
She heard me saying it was an argument.
That would be fun about living in
I wonder what didn't count.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I'm equally.
Because she said it twice.
Yeah, like she said it didn't count and they began again and she was like, no, it didn't count.
You know what happened? Boys. She just said, I really love you, and he said, I don't love you.
It didn't count. Yeah. Back to normal. Reset button.
I really, 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 really hope that this person loves Anon.
Yeah, me too. I think there's a good chance that if you are friends, then you know that can sometimes blossom into something greater. But
also easy to misread signals.
Absolutely. Yes. You know, if you're feeling that way and your friend is just being friendly back to you, you can interpret them as being romantic. But yeah, I think get a third party or you just take the plunge and you risk the consequences.
But is there ever a true like friendship if one person has been interested in the other person and then they want to go back?
Yes.
Like mum said,
of course,
that they need a new partner or something.
I just think time.
Yeah, I agree with Ryder.
It needs to become history and then it doesn't count anymore and it's something they can laugh about.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like I know people
would you be constantly suspicious of that person, you know, if they were being not say if Nonna said she wasn't
and then Nonna was like, Jackson, would you like to come to Bridge with me? And I'd be like, Nonna, but is this a date?
Yeah.
Nonna, is this, you got to tell me if it's a date. Because, you know, we have a history.
Fucking you a big meal. We go, hang on.
Hey, that's a spaghetti. No. Is this a friend spaghetti? Or is this a sort of romantic spaghetti, Nonna? I need to know.
Like, would you always be sus?
It would always be on my... Well, I think it would for a bit, but then I think eventually if I could tell that everything was normal, you know. Yeah. And again, it would come down to Nonna. If Nonna had moved on from it... Then, and if Nonna had been the kind of person that when I was like, Nonna, I'm not interested, she'd been like, well, I accept that and I've moved on with my life, then I could, then I think everything would hit that equilibrium. I think it comes about the person revealing their crush, accepting the loss to kind of even things out and bring back that equilibrium. Yeah.
And did I don't think
so, because if Nonna asked me over for dinner just as a friend, I would be so worried about giving the wrong signals.
Yeah, but if Nonna is mature enough to accept that you've said, no, you're not interested, then from Nonna's perspective, it is just dinner.
Okay.
That's my opinion anyway.
Does Nonna have to get a new partner in order for you not to be...
I don't think so.
I think it just has... The feelings have to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
But how are they going to go?
Well, they go eventually. That's how they work.
Yeah, eventually.
They come and then they go.
Eventually, once Nonna realizes that I've got no romantic interest in her, then she'll just have to accept it.
Yeah.
And if Nonna doesn't accept it, then I'm probably not going to interact with Nonna as much because I'll still get those signals and those vibes.
What about if she got a cat?
That would be cool.
Get a dog.
Nonna can't look after a dog, right? She's like 80. The cat's gentle.
This is so creepy.
In my mind, she wasn't my Nonna. She was just a general Italian Nonna.
Okay.
Well, yeah, look, we wish you the best of luck, Anon. Yeah. I hope things work out for you, but it is such a complicated situation. Our last question comes from Rachel. Again, on the Gmail, they say, "Hi, Bailey fan. I'm a big fan of the show, and I really love hearing your lovely voices. You guys are great and always make me smile and laugh. I have a question for you all. I'm having an issue with one of my coworkers. I'm a barista, and she is my supervisor. We'll call her Madeline. Madeline and I used to be pretty good friends and have worked together for a little over 2 years. In the past few months, things have gotten difficult between us. She keeps doing things that cause me to be upset and then blaming me for making the relationship tense at work. For example, she refused to speak to me for nearly a month to the point where where she would ignore work-related questions. And when I got upset and called her on it, she refused to acknowledge the issue and blamed me for making her feel like she has to walk on eggshells around me. Yesterday, I found out that she was talking shit behind my back. That was at best a twisting of the truth and at worst flat-out lying. And when I confronted her and asked her to come to be direct about issues, she said she doesn't feel like I listened and blamed me for getting upset again. Again, she is my supervisor, so if there's an issue, it can affect my job. Now she wants to move past it so we can just go back to being friends. At this point, I'm just tired of the whole situation. I want to stop being hurt, but I work with her quite frequently. How do I continue my to be professional whilst working with Madeline, whilst maintaining enough distance to stay out of this stupid cycle? Should I talk to my boss about this issue, or am I making too big a deal of it? Too long didn't read for Ryder. One of my coworkers is taking out her unhappiness on me and then gaslighting me into believing it's my fault. What do? A couple of my details for Ryder as well. American, 25 years old, and Madeline is a few years older than me. Appreciate any advice you can offer. All the best, Rachel. What do you think?
Okay.
There's a lot to dig in there. So they were friends. They worked together. Madeline has become very strange and weirdly rude.
And she loves her.
And she's the... Oh, my... Yeah, you reckon? Yeah.
What did you say?
Maybe Madeline loves her.
So Madeline has a crush on Rachel and doesn't know how to deal with it properly and has started acting really rude and strange around her.
Mm.
When somebody avoids that confrontation, nothing is more frustrating. Because I think when you hit a certain age, you're like, I'm just so sick of the idea of like... these sort of stupid games. I just want you to be like, this is the problem I have with you.
Childish drama.
Yeah, exactly. And then you can be like, oh, well, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to change it. Or, yeah, that is annoying. I'll try and change for you. I'm sorry. You know, but it's rude when you speak to me like this. I don't know. Like, you can be grown-ups about a situation, and it doesn't sound like Madeline is doing that.
Mm,
it's weird, though, for Madeline. I mean, maybe it's fake, but for Madeline to be like, I just want to be friends again, pretend it didn't happen. Those weird 2 months where things were... you know, not going quite as maybe we both wanted them to. Do you reckon maybe Madeline's going through something and is taking it out on Rachel?
If it's sudden.
Yeah. If
and
they've
unexplainable.
If they've been friends for a while, this is a strange thing to happen.
I think Rides you're onto something.
Well, you reckon?
She's got a little
crush?
Maybe.
It's pretty rude for a crush.
Yes.
Like it's a
But if she doesn't know how to deal with it, maybe she doesn't even know it's a crush.
Yeah.
The issue you're always going to have, no matter if you bring it up, is Madeline going to acknowledge that actually something's happening?
I don't think so.
Because she's just going to say, what do you mean?
Well, as Rachel said, like Madeline twists her words and turns it back on her and is like, why are you making things weird when evidently not speaking to someone for a month is...
Mm. Yeah. And like, tell the boss, get it sorted out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have a meeting with both of them and the boss.
Mm. And get it figured out. Because like you say, Rachel, totally, totally justified, totally valid being like, I don't need this.
Mm.
I think that's a really important... I know I've had it with friends where I've been like, wow... Why am I doing this? Why am I dealing with this terrible person? I don't have to be friends with them.
But Madeline's saying that Rachel doesn't listen to her.
Yeah, yes.
The best way to communicate for anyone in that kind of situation is to sit across the table with a pad and a pen and you're not allowed to speak.
You just write
it. So you write what you have to say and then you give them that writing.
Oh, yeah.
And they read it because while someone's talking to you, you're thinking about what you want, how you want to respond.
That's a good point,
But if they have to read it, they have to absorb it and take it in and then you've got to answer and then they've got to read what you're saying.
That's very clever. It might be hard for Rachel to organize something like that, but if you speak to your boss and you're like, I want to sort this out because that's the crux of it, Rachel. Like Rachel's done. She doesn't want to be friends with Madeline anymore, but she wants to continue working with her.
What about this? I mean? She says she's joined a cult, taking the vow of silence. The only way she can communicate is by writing.
How does she take the orders?
Just say you've got a cough.
Sorry. Yeah, point to your throat and shake your head whenever she comes
up
to you.
Give her the pen and the pen. Yeah, write it down.
But I think Ryder's right. Like it's one of those situations where. If Madeline is going to continue, if Madeline becomes normal, like from this point on, and things go back to normal, then that's very strange.
Yes,
that's something you need to investigate further. And it might be the situation like where like Madeline's maybe just going through something rough and is not like a mature enough person to be able to deal with those emotions appropriately. Mm. But if it continues like this, it's just going to make your work life suck. Like, and you don't want that. If you're going to keep working at this place, you got to bring it up with your boss. Like, I don't think it's not like a little thing. I think Rachel is in the right is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's the kind of thing where obviously Madeline's giving you enough grief that you're like, oh, maybe I'm just overblowing it, but it doesn't really sound like it. Somebody ignoring you for a month is crazy to think of.
Out of the blue as well.
That's why I think, Rides, that what you said could be true, because maybe Madeline put out a few feelers and Rachel didn't recognize them because she's not interested. Mm. And that's just really made Madeline really upset and sad and now angry because she can't have what she wants.
Yeah, maybe.
So she's taking it out on her instead.
It's a stretch, though.
Yeah, I think it's...
Yeah, I wouldn't go out there and say, hey,
are
Madeline,
you in love with me, Madeline?
Do you have a thing for me? Is that what's happening here? Yeah, especially considering she's, like, Rachel's supervisor as well. Like, that's just so massively inappropriate. Like, imagine your supervisor, you're like, hey, I need help with this, and they just ignore you and walk away. And then talking shit behind your back as well is just, it's a hostile work environment.
The ignoring is just so immature.
Oh, absolutely.
I can't believe people do that.
It's, like, embarrassing to hear about. You're like, what are you doing? Especially if she's a supervisor. I mean, not necessarily, but that means she's probably older than Rachel.
Yeah,
and Rachel is 25.
Older.
Like, it's like, what is, yeah, she did in her bits for you.
Yeah, I was clearly.
So a few years older than Rachel. So, like, 27 and pulling a not talking to you, silent treatment. It's just...
The other thing it could be is, so she is Rachel's supervisor.
Yeah.
I don't know how long they've been working together.
2 years, I think.
2 years.
Or do they know each other?
Like, maybe Rachel's just really good at her job now and doesn't need to be supervised, and Rachel's a bit shitty about
that.
She's like,
supervise.
I'm the boss.
So she's got a bit of power stored up that can't be unleashed.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, you know, like Rachel's just doing the job without needing to be supervised.
To be supervised
anymore.
To Madeline's.
And she's secretly thinking. Madeline's going, I'm the boss.
Mm. I don't think it's very funny, Madeline being like, hey, can we just be friends again? Like, after somebody does that to you and is like, forget it. Let bygones be bygones.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so tricky.
Once it's done, it's done. Mm. That's you know the phrase, you can't unmake soup? Once you've made soup, there's not going back. Mm. Yeah, but it's irrelevant again. Yeah. Like, you can't fix something like this. And I think
we can, but you need to use your words and sort
and
it out.
You need to be talking
as adults.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the clue, isn't it? That both people have got to be acknowledged their part in it.
Yeah,
if they don't, if you get one person that doesn't acknowledge it,
I know,
you won't fix it.
And it sucks to be like, to just go up to somebody and be like, hey, let's have a frank discussion. Why are you being like this to me? And then being like, you're making me feel uncomfortable. And you're like, what have you been doing to me for the last 2 months?
Yeah.
My God. Yeah. I think tell the boss
because then the boss is aware of it. So if any big things come up, the boss already knows there's a situation.
Absolutely.
And knows that you're the good one.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're on your best behavior, Rachel. Like, it doesn't really sound like you have much of a part in this. So if you're like, hey, look, I'm just going to lay it out exactly as it happened. These are the things that occurred, just so you're aware. And then you're right, Rachel. The next time there's a blow up, the boss is like, well.
That's what it is.
There it is. There's a further example of this.
On their side, and then.
Then something can be done. What can be done, I don't know, but I don't know the work situation.
I think that she should say to her boss, you know, something's going on with, what's her name again?
Madeline.
I would really appreciate your help getting to the bottom of it because I want us to be able to continue working
absolutely.
In your, you know. And
to be like, I've tried to have a frank discussion about it with her, but unfortunately it's not working. And you're right.
Best for the business. Yeah. And so you do look like the best.
The best person in this situation.
But you also look like you're not hating Madeline.
Yeah, you're ready
to sort it out instead
of
dobbing
on for a resolution.
Absolutely. You're like, I just want to continue. I don't know where this came from. I just want to continue working here. And you clearly do like working here.
Yeah.
You know, so I just want to get to the bottom of it. That sucks that you're dealing with that, Rachel. It's
especially
never
at work as well.
I know. Because it's something that you have to do maybe every day and it's something you have to get up in the morning to go to for something that's not.
And you know they'll be there.
Yeah, and it's not going to be pleasant.
Yeah.
So, look, mad sympathies. And I hope you figure I hope it all sorts itself out. Well, before we go, Dad, can we get that card clue one more time?
The card is I have a dream on the soles of my shoes.
I have a dream on the soles of my shoes. Ryder? Colour?
Feels wet, sounds like bells, tastes like celery, smells like rubber.
Yeah, well, if you can figure either of them out, like I said before, message us in the Discord or Twitter or Facebook. And if you've got any questions you'd like us to answer, please email us at baileyfamilycircus@gmail.com or message us on the Discord or Facebook or Twitter, wherever you know we'll see it. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Mama.
I've been,
Oh, who have you
Dad,
been, Dad?
You've been Dad.
That's right. That's I've the been question. Dad. Don't bring it up again. We've done it already. Sorry.
No, I've been right.
See you around.
All right.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.